They don't like me, those that run this canal. They think I'm obstructive. They wish I was more like my father, the good old Lord Harborough, who embraced their project, left them money in his will, gave them water from Saxby Brook. Yet my father is not here to see them throw their muck up onto my fields when they dredge the thing. He's not here to see their water seep through the banks and spoil my crops. But that is as nothing compared to what is really going on. You see, it's not just our land, our water, our workers, our capital and our contacts that they want, but something else, something they crave wantonly, our power. Take the wharfs and warehouses they've been busy building to accommodate their burgeoning trade. Perfectly acceptable, of course. There are shareholders who will need reimbursing. Yet those of us whose land has been cut through, who have allowed this canal to happen, have been told that if we're to create wharfs and take tolls on them, that within 1 year we must also open a public one, for the canal company to take tolls, and that if we refuse, they have the power to take our land from under our noses and build the wharves themselves. Well, I've built one at Saxby, and we shall see if they dare to come and take what is mine. But this is what happens when businessmen become emboldened by committees. They wake up one morning thinking that the world has turned a little on its axis, that just because they're making money, they can start to throw their weight around. I mean, who do they really think they are? Only a few years ago, the landowners of Rutland, those who have managed this county for centuries, were being asked to protect the realm. The Earl of Winchelsea, Lord of the Manor of Oakham, raised a regiment to serve in the American War of Independence. Colonel Frewen oversaw a volunteer regiment to stare down the French. The old Lord Gainsborough established the Rutland Fencible Cavalry. And even Sir Gilbert Heathcote of Normanton Hall, another prime mover in the canal project, had the sense, as High Sheriff, to ensure those that stole his wood were publicly whipped in the marketplace. We are the guardians of this county and this country, and they should not forget it, which is why I refuse to be compliant. My bill to repeal some of the power of this canal company may have been unsuccessful, but I can still be a nuisance. Buying land in Freeby that I knew they wanted to build a lockkeeper's cottage on. Shutting the inn in Saxby, which annoyed the boatmen greatly. That kind of thing. It's rather entertaining. I know that some of my fellow landowners do not approve. They squeal that, not having coal underneath their land, they must ensure that agriculture pays, that the canal, through taking produce further afield, will help with that, that I should welcome this spirit of enterprise. And now there is this fashion for philanthropism which seems to be creeping in, presumably down to these bloody revolutions and the thrashing nightmares those in their four-poster beds are having, of feral mobs trampling through their rose gardens. But it is good for productivity, they tell me, not realizing the danger that this word brings. For it is productivity that England is beginning to care about more than anything else. More than tradition. More than heritage. And I tell you this, that productivity might start with a canal, but it will soon develop into something else. And that once this idea, this belief, is unleashed, it will not know where to stop. These businessmen and their committees may just take a small plot of land to build their wharves on today. But tomorrow they will demand more, much more.
Remember him, Lord Harborough. He'll turn up again, on the other bank. Let's move on now to Ashwell Road. And as we're walking, I thought it might be a nice thing to list the animals and the birds and the plants that the Rutland Natural History Society identified here. During what they called a bio blitz on Saturday the 15th of April 2023. If you like the shipping forecast, then this should be right up your street. If this track is still playing when you get to the wooden gate, then just stop there and look at the water and how dark it is until it's finished.
Robin, mallard, carrion crow, green woodpecker, blackbird, willow warbler, jackdaw, chiff-chaff, great tit, dunnock, mute swan, blue tit, moorhen, goldcrest, cormorant, wren, blackcap, chaffinch, woodpigeon, swan mussel,
Anadonta cycnia,
smooth newt,
Lysotriton vulgaris,
ramshorn snail,
Planorbis coneus,
pond snail,
Limnia stagnalis,
pirate water spider, water stick insect, water ladybird, wild arum,
Arum maculatum,
hogweed,
Heracleum spondylium,
wood avens,
Geum urbanum,
wood sage,
Teucrium scorodonia,
herb robert,
Geranium robertianum,
lesser celandine,
Ficaria verna,
cow parsley,
Anthriscus sylvestris,
early dog violet,
Viola reichenbachiana,
nipplewort,
Lapsana communis,
dandelion,
Taraxacum officinale,
coltsfoot,
Tussilago fafara,
garlic mustard,
Aliaria petiolata,
dog rose,
Rosa canina,
meadow sweet,
Filipendula holmaria,
ground ivy,
Glechoma hederacea,
burdock,
Actium lapa,
rose bay willow herb,
Caminerium augustifolium,
creeping buttercup,
Ranunculus repens,
yarrow,
Achillea millefolium,
elder,
Zambucus nigra,
water figwort,
Scrofularia umbrosa.
There are more, the aquatic invertebrates, but we'll leave those for another day. Now you need to go through the gate, up the slope and take a left. There's no need to cross the road. You'll see a lay-by just up ahead and there should be a bench there. That's where you'll go to the next track.